In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里说话。
Praise the Lord, after 4 weeks, I come back to see you.
感谢赞美主，我四周之后我又能回来与大家见面。
After this week, also the sixth week, I won't come back anyway.
在这个周末之后，我要离开六个礼拜。
Because it's a false spiritual convocation, it's kind of scheduled.
因为将是秋季的各处灵恩会。
Thank God, we're gonna have tonight have a Bible study, a book of Jeremiah, chapter 5.
感谢神，我们今天晚上能够一起查考耶利米书第五章。
Think it, Jeremiah chapter 5. This one is a second sermon of the Jeremiah.
第五章开始是在耶利米书这第二次的讲道。
So the Jeremiah chapter 6, it will finish the second his messages.
在第六章将会结束耶利米说的第二个信息。
After we finish the Jeremiah chapter 6, we can go over from chapter 1 to chapter 6, so which is the two his messages.
当我们把第六章念完之后，我们可以再复习一下耶利米从第一章开始。And
yeah, tonight we're gonna study the Bible chapter 5.
今天我们就来查考第五章。Let's
read three verses each one to take turn to read first.
请大家轮流每人念三节。Brother
James, can you start it? Jeremiah chapter 5.
耶利米书第五章第五章第一节开始，每人念，请念三节。
6. Verse 7. Verse 10. Mm-hmm. bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation. A nation whose language you do not know. Nor can you understand what they say.
Thank you.
就是先知说假预言, 祭司借他们把持权柄, 我的百姓也喜爱这些事, 到了结局, 你们怎样行呢?
Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 5 is here. Talk about the total corruptions of kingdom of Judah.
在第五章, 耶利米描述
But since they depart from God and they seeking for their life idol and seeking for selfish way and comfort life and the whole society and the whole their religious way are all corrupted.
因为人民追随他们, 自己的享受, 而不追随神, 放弃了神, 所以整个 国家就开始非常腐败。
Even verse 31 mentioned that even the prophets also corrupted.
在31节说, 连先知他们都, 都非常的败坏了。
So chapter 5, when you look at from the chapter 5 from verse 1,
从第五章第一节,
and here, and the mention that you can go over all the Jerusalem, look, you have noticed that even not one you can find out the one that's seeking the truth.
在第一节描写说, 你在整个耶路撒冷的城里跑去找都找不到一个行公义的人。
So there's no one seeking the justice who seek the truth.
没有一个人行公义或者是求诚实。
So this is a similar it's a time of Jesus.
其实这个情况很类似耶稣的时代。
During the time of Jesus, when when he preached the gospel, and actually religious leaders, and also that these people do not listen to the word of the Lord.
当主耶稣在传道理的时候，那时候宗教领袖们还有人民们都不愿意听。
No matter how much the Lord Jesus preached the people, but they have no sense to feel it.
不管耶稣他跟他跟人民传了多少道理，但是他们却不能明白。
So Jesus mentioned that we played the flutes for you, but you did not dance. Is that? The Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 17.
在马太福音十一章十七节。
So Jesus, Matthew 11, verse 16, Jesus here described of that time of generation.
在十六节这里，马太福音十一章十六节，耶稣在描述那时代的人民是如何。
And they say, what but to what shall I compare this generation?
耶稣说，我可用什么比这个世代呢？
And then using of this, like children sitting in the marketplace who call out to the other children, we played a flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a drag and you did not mourn.
在这里好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞，我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
So the Matthew chapter 16, Jesus described the generations as an adulterous generation.
在马太福音十六章，耶稣也描述那个时代是一个非常邪恶的一个时代。
So Matthew chapter 16, Jesus explained the generation as an adulterous generation because they cannot see the error.
因为这个邪恶淫乱的世代，他们在追，他们是这个时代是这样。
We know that these people seeking for signs, but they do not respond.
他们在求神迹，但是他们却没有反应。
Jesus performed a great miracle and showing the sign that his word, he himself came from God, but people do not convinced.
主耶稣行了很多神迹来告诉大家他就是神所差的，但是人民们却不愿意相信。
Some of the religious leaders mentioned by the authority of, by the helping of the Baal and the Lord Jesus performing this kind of just the miracle happens.
反而这些宗教领袖们诬告耶稣是用魔鬼的灵来行这些神迹奇事的。
We know that one good example that Jesus healed the one born blind man.
有一个例子就是主耶稣医治了一个生下来就瞎眼的人。
So Pharisees digging out that when he do this, when he have done this, a miracle happens.
那耶稣那些法利赛人就想要知道耶稣是什么时候行这神迹的。
And then they find out on the Sabbath, so then he's not came from God.
他们因为知道耶稣是在安息日行神迹，所以他们就控告耶稣不是从神而来。
So we find out the generation during the time of Jesus is very similar to during the time of Jeremiah.
所以我们看这些在耶稣时代这些人跟耶利米时代的人是很类似。
And people do not move, do not inspire their heart by the word of God.
他们人民们的心不能让神的话语来感动他们。
There's a lot of religious gathering and religious seminars, things happen, yet people hearts doesn't move.
有他们那时候有很多宗教是的活动，但是人民却没有心中没有感动。
In Book of Revelation, there's a church called what church that Laodicea. It's like a lukewarm faith that they had.
在启示录那里也有讲老弟的教会，他们就是一个不冷不热的教会。
But actually, they think they are rich.
他们认为自己是很富足的。
And actually, they think they are nothing lack of in their Christian life.
他们认为他们 生活上没有所有需求。
But Jesus mentioned about that their shameful faith actually.
但是耶稣却指出他们这个这个非常可悲的信心。
So Revelation chapter 3 verse 17 pointed out their faith problems, why their lukewarm faith.
在启示录第三章十七节，耶稣指出他们为什么是是这么可怜。
And、so here Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 1 mentioned about that at that times the society, people, even there's no one.Who does justice? Who seek the truth? It says.
在耶利米书这里说，那里没有一个人行公义或者是求诚实的。
And some people even swear with the name of God.
他们有人用神的名来起誓。
But then, the chapter 5 verse 2 says, "Surely they swear is a firstly."
但是第二节说他们所起的誓都是假的。
They do not treat the name of God as important.In their heart,
因为他们不把神的名当真正放在心中。
Actually, Jesus, the God treat the people who swearing the name of God is very importantly. Actually,
其实神很在乎人用他的名来起誓。
But actually, God want them. Actually,
其实神要他们用神的名。
If you look at the Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, actually God demands these people to swearing of their life to be right path, the right way of work.
在耶利米书第四章第一、第二节的时候，神是希望他们用神的名来起誓，但是是为了做来归向神，来依靠神的。
God demands the people to follow the truth and justice, righteousness.Swearing that their life to be followed this way, God, actually God wants that.
神是愿意他们凭诚实、公平、公义来指着永生的神来启示的。
But Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 2, he mentioned about these people do not treat God's name is very heavily or importantly.
但是在第五章第二节这里可以看出。神知道他们不把神的名真的放在心中。
Why this happened and then explain verse 3.
为什么会有这种事情呢？第三节就解释。
Even the God's hands upon to chastise them, but they don't feel it.
虽然神的手来击打他们，他们却没有感觉。
You know, sense the sensitive, spiritually sensitive, sensor to.Alive is very important part of Christian life.
所以我们这个属灵的敏感度是很重要的。
The last Tuesday, because I have to do the crown, my teeth.
星期二的时候，我牙齿需要做一个牙套。
But then first, the numbing, the amount that they put it in, but still my teeth have sensitive.
虽然他们打了麻药，可是我还是有感觉。
So another amount of the medic, what do you call it? Anesthesia to put it on the second time.
所以他们需要再打第二针的麻药。
So they buy this much amount, so it works. So they do the grind it away, and then they try to preparation.
他们打了两针麻药之后，他们才发现有效，才能够给我牙齿治疗。
After finished, All this part is numb.
那做完牙齿之后，我整个右边的脸都麻的。
It was done at 11 o'clock, and then later on 3 o'clock, still feel numb.
我十一点做完这个牙齿，可是到下午三点还是麻麻的。
I was hungry, so I got the double bought that in a hamburger, so I ate it.
因为我肚子实在很饿，所以我中午买的汉堡就吃了。
I didn't know I bite myself.
结果我根本不知道我咬到自己的。
So inside of the, you know, the my tongue inside, I bite it there. So the later I find out, look at something feels a little different. So I find out, and I bite my own skin.
结果咬到自己的嘴唇都不知道，后来感觉有点怪怪的，才从镜子中看到我这边破了。
sensor is very important in our life. We have a physical life. When you hit and you feel the pain, that's actually a very important part of a defense mechanism, actually.
敏感度是很重要的，因为当我们被伤到，我们需要自己保护自己，这是一个很重要的神给的精神。
Once we hit it, we're painful, we do not get close to it.
因为我们知道痛，我们就不会再接近这个让我们伤痛的东西。
But here the message talk about during the time of this end of the stage of the kingdom of Judah, these people, they don't have this sensor, the sensitive enough to detect what God has done to them.
但是在这里描写到犹大国末了的时候，他们人民却没有这种敏感度。
So actually, they know the Bible. They mentioned about here the verse 4 said the way of the Lord, ordinance of their God. Verse 4 says.
在第四节说，他们其实知道神的法则。
It seems like they know, but yet they do not know.
好像他们知道，但是他们却不知道。
And verse 5 bring it, and then verse 5 says, I will go to the great and will speak to them, for they know the way of the Lord and the ordinance of their God.
在第五节说，这些人说要去见尊大的人，对他们说话，因为这些人他们晓得主神所的作为。
They don't want to put the yoke of God's yoke upon to them, learn to the God's commandment.
他们不想把神的轭放在他们身上。
It seems like a little burden, so they want to break it away.
他们认为神的法则是很大的压力，所以他们就把这个绳子给挣开。
They'll find out the very serious problem of these people.They don't feel anything. Even though they're breaking up this yoke, it's still okay.
他们虽然把轭折断了，但是他们却觉得没有事。
So the word of God and this commandment of God for them is not big deal anymore.
所以他们觉得神的法则对他们没有什么大不了的事。
So it seems like the word of God it turned out to be a burden. So they just ignoring, which means.
反而他们觉得神的这种法则都是一个重担，所以他们就不遵守。
And so the verse 5 dimension, but I will go to the great, which the leaders of this country.
在第五节说我要去见尊大人，就是他们城市的领袖。
They do not treat the word of God seriously.
因为这些领袖们对神的话也不尊重。
So they actually imbibe the God's judgments eventually.
所以他们其实自己找到神的审判。
Yeah, so that's why because verse 6 it mentioned about the lion from the forest shall slay them, and they talk about the judgment.
从第六节开始讲到林中的狮子。这一切他们的伤害就是神的审判。
This is more than chastising. Actually, this is a judgment.
这个是超过神的管教了，这是完全是神的诅咒。
And the mention about verse 6 says, because their transgressions are many, their apostasies are numerous.
在第六节的下半段说，因为他们的罪过极多，被盗的事也增加了。
The transgressions, it's against the God's authority and also the nullify the commandment of God.
被盗的意思就是他们完全不遵守神的道理。
The apostasy also it seems like a believing God, but actually the nature of the believing God has changed.
被盗就是他们好像要遵守神的道，但是他们却往反方向走。
Looks like a believing God, but inside of the day do not believe in God.
在表面上好像他们在遵守神的道理，但是却心中没有遵守。
So that's explained from chapter 5, verse 7 to 9.
然后从第五章第七到第九节有解释。
Since you commit the transgressions and you commit so many, and then you have an apostasy, which is your faith nature, you know, substance is changing. How can I can give you pardon to you?
因为他们的罪过极多又被盗是这么多, 我怎么能够赦免你们呢?
The God explained to their describing as committing adultery, verse 7 says.
在第七节神解释说, 他们就如同行奸淫一样。
And it's like a verse 8 says, they were well fed the lust horses.
他们像喂饱的马一样。
He explained about the life of the Israel. They're like a the faith, the substance, is no longer to be pure, but already corrupted.
所以就在描述这些以色列人民的生活完全是 腐败的。
So shall I not avenge myself? The verse 9, the last portion says.
第九节主说，我岂不因这些事情讨罪呢？
So this is talking about God's anger. It has enough substance because these people really disturb God's heart.
所以神有足够的理由来跟他们生气。
So the verse 10 is as a consequence is I go out through her vine row and destroyed.
在第十节，所以神说我要上他的葡萄园里头实行毁坏。
But God doesn't want to destroy everything. Also mentioned about God's grace still be with them.
但神的恩典还是与他们同在，因为神不将所有完全都除掉。
Yes, we'll find out God's these people continue to forsake God and walk away from God, follow the idols, irritated at God's heart. Yet God's mercy still upon His holding His mercy in His hands.
所以在这里我们看到，虽然人民他们离弃神，去拜偶像，然后不遵守神的道，然后可是神却还是施恩典于这些与他的人民。
And continue to think of verse 12 said they have lied about the Lord and said, "Not he misfortune will not come on us."
在十二节说他们不认主，而且说这并不是神，灾祸也不会临到我。
I find out the human nature is we always think about the positive future.
我发现人的本性就是觉得未来都是 很美好的.
If you think about it, it doesn't mean the only just you know believers always are thinking for positive future, but non-believers also they're always seeking for positive future.
不但是信神或是不信神，大家都但愿我们的未来是更美好。
You have to ask the people who do not have a faith enough to come to God. You can ask them. You're thinking you're looking for the unfortunate, you know, the happen things to you. But they usually say, good things happen in their life. That's what they expect for their life.
每当我们跟不信神的人跟他们传道理的时候，总是跟他们谈话中，大家都会期待将来会他们会更得福。
Actually, the people deceiving of their own future, actually.
常常人却因为这样子欺骗了自己。
So here, Jeremiah, he mentioned about the people, they do not follow God's commandments, do not follow with the faith and justice, yet they're seeking actually better way, better coming of the you know, expectation.
所以耶利米书这里就描述这些人，他们虽然不遵守神的道理，做这些恶事，但是他们却认为自己的未来会更好。So
they always like the messages, "Peace be with you, peace be with you."
他们喜欢听和平安平安的事。So
it's I find out the book of Jeremiah always mentioned that God doesn't like in a prophet mention about the peace be always being peace being follow you.
我从耶利米书发现到，神其实不喜欢这些先知一直在传这个平安的信息。Now
following the judgments, yet how come you know my sending the prophet they talk about the peace all the time?
我派了这些先知要预告他们这些神的审判，但是为什么这些先知却讲有平安呢？
Once you look at the message of the Lord Jesus.
当我们看主耶稣所传的道理。
He came to this world to save the people.
主耶稣来是来救人的。
But when he talked about the judgment, he very sharply talked about the judgment.
但主耶稣讲到神的审判的时候，也是非常的尖利的讲。
And we find out that the God is justice.
我们要可以看出神是公义的。
Yeah, so, the verse 14, Jeremiah chapter 5:14.
在五章十四节这里说。
Since you do not respect my prophet sending to you, to treat them like you know winds.
在这里说，既然你们不听先知的话，看他们成为风。
If you commit the sin against me, yet you think you do not have faith of the judgment.
虽然你们不遵守我的道理，但你们还不觉得有任何会有任何的灾祸。
Actually, watch your words that you mentioned that actually becomes a fire upon to you to destroy it.
所以你们所在口中的话。都会成为火。
Now you remember when Jesus when he died on the cross at that time, they all the people said who is at Pilate mentioned that this man doesn't have a sin. The Lord Jesus at that time says.
我们知道主耶稣在人民在控告他的时候，比拉多说他其实没有发现有任何罪。
Let's look at the Matthew chapter 27.
我们看一下马太福音二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 24.
二十七章二十四节。
At the times of the pilot, he doing he sitting on the chair for the what it called is a the find out the find out you know the Lord Jesus he's a sinner, I mean the crime, the commit crime or not.
因为比拉多坐在那边来听大家的控告，来听这个人到底有没有这个，需不需要定死罪。
But he find out there's no any that he commit any crime.
但是比拉多发现其实耶稣并没有做什么恶事。
So the verse 24, when he sit on the judgment said, and that he actually washes his hands from the multitude. I am innocent of this man.
So, Pilato 在众人面前洗手说，罪不在我，你们承担吧。
In verse 25, at that time, people answered and they respond to the Pilate as, "His blood be on us and on our children."
众人就回答比拉多说，他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。
We know about it takes about 40 years after the 80, 70, these people received their own blood upon their own.
我们知道在40年之后，主耶稣死之后，这个血真的是归到他们身上了。
Their own word upon them as a judgment.
所以他们所说的话真的是临到他们身上。
During the time of Jesus preached the gospel, and then he speak the word of God, yet people do not listen to him.
在主耶稣传教的时候，没有人愿意听。
But people do not follow him. People do not listen to him.
没有人愿意遵守主耶稣所传的教。
So Jesus end up he talked to the people.
到最后，主耶稣跟人们说。
Listen to John chapter 12.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12 verse 48.
十二章四十八节。
John chapter 12 verse 48, he mentioned that he who reject me and does not reject my saying has one who judge him. The word I spoke is what will judge him as the last day.
弃绝我的，不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我所讲的道。在末日要审判他。
Jesus talked about the importance of the word he speak out.
耶稣讲到他所说的话是有多重要的。
It becomes the last day of facing of the judgment to the people who do not believe the word.
因为主耶稣所讲的 每一个道理都是在末日要审判的。
We find that during the time of Jesus, people do not treat the word of God importantly. We can tell that.
所以我们可以看出，在耶稣传道的时候，没有人注重他所说的话。
So he described the during the time of Jeremiah the generation.
所以这也描述耶利米时代的人们一样。
So the God explained through the Jeremiah why the Babylon army coming upon to this country to ruin the whole, you know, destroy the whole things.
耶利米有跟人们说，为什么巴比伦国会来这边毁掉整个犹太国。
They, it is 15, 16, 17, the devil destroyed everything.
从十五、十六、十七节这里讲到，这个强盛的国家会把一切都给毁掉。
But yet, verse 18, but yet he doesn't want to completely destroy it.
但十八节说，但是我不会将你们毁灭禁忌。
We can find out that God still His mercy upon to these people.
所以从这里也我们也看出神的恩典。
And so, we can tell that God's heart is these people facing of judgment, yet they continue to the commit the sin against God. So the judgment is closer, have to be upon to them. Yet His mercy still holding on to him, you know, to slow or the less amount upon to them.
虽然审判就将要临到他们身上，但是神的恩典还是跟随着他们。
All these things come because of there's a senseless.
这些审判会要临到他们，都是因为他们不再敏感了。
So the verse 21 say, "Hear these are foolish and senseless people."
所以在二十一节，神这样说他们是愚昧无知的百姓。
And say foolish and senseless.
愚昧又是无知。
I talk about in the Bible, who is a foolish?
在圣经说谁是愚昧的人。
During the time of Jesus, there are many people foolish too.
在耶稣时代有很多愚昧的人。
And those who seeking like money.
那些追求钱财的人。
Jesus talked about the foolish rich man, you know, the parable he brought up.
耶稣有提到一个比喻，就是一个愚昧的妇人。
But we know the story about story of Jesus talk about another parable is rich man as Lazarus.
然后耶稣也讲到另外一个比喻，就是一个乞丐拉撒路跟一个富足的人。
Talk about the rich man. This rich man is seems like very, very enjoy his life in this world.
虽然这个富翁他是在足足的享受他的生命。
But this rich man have a senseless.
但是这个愚昧的人非常无知。
He doesn't know there's his last day is coming toward to in his way. He doesn't know that.
因为这个富足的人他不知道将有一天会碰到末日。
He doesn't realize that one day he have to die.
他不知道他有一天也要死去。
So it becomes a foolish life, senseless.
所以他一生就是变成愚昧而且无知的。
Jesus talk about the foolish rich man, the same story.
所以耶稣讲到一个愚昧的富足人也是一样的。
He make it ready for his life to enjoy his life. Now marry and drink and enjoy your life.
他准备自己的所有的财产，然后说我可以享受了。
But Jesus, if I require your life tonight, all that you prepared, whom it belongs to.
但神却对他说，我要是今晚要你的命的话，你这些钱财富给谁呢？
This kind of people, we can say foolish and senseless.
那这一类的人，我们可以讲他是愚昧又无知。
Well, I think during the time of Jeremiah, many people think about their life of flesh.
所以我们可以想象耶利米的时代有很多人民就是像耶稣所说的这些人只知道享受自己的享受。
Which is their life, God is not a priority.
那这个意思就是神不在他们生活的优先点。
Maybe there's another reason possible for their life.
当然也可能有别的理由。
engaging of the life is so busy, maybe possible.
或许他们的生活太忙碌。
But they cannot control their life. They cannot manage of life. Put God first in their life.
他们没有办法控制他们的生活，所以没有办法把神放在他们的
优先。So God describe of the God describe in this way.There is a, if you look at, go to the beach, you can tell there's a, you know, the, a lot of sands surrounded, you know, the beach, along the beach. And then the waters, the sea water continue coming into the beach side.
所以神就来描述说我们你们去海边的时候看到沙滩，然后这个海水一直在这里
Remember the tide is coming and then,But then cannot overcome of the beach side of the sand.
虽然波浪不停地翻腾，但是却不能逾越。
But God explained this way that these water even cannot overcome the sand. But your people even just go, you know, over the beach out of it, which means.
所以神在告诉他们，自然界里面海浪是不可能逾越沙滩的。但是你们这些人却想要逾越神的定力。
I prepare the you know, the fence around you, but you actually just you know your own effort to you can, because you can run out of the you know boundary.
神给他们一个保护的圈，但是他们却人民却不愿意在这里面，却要逾越出这个。
So he explained about the, at that time the people's corruptions over their life. They do not respect God's boundary.
So in 在这里神很清楚地指点他们不遵守神给他们的界限。
He said the sin that these people committing because it's very senseless.
所以这些人所犯的罪就是愚昧和无知。
Maybe because nowadays we live in the 21st century.
我们现在过在住在三二十一世纪。
Because nobody dying like Ananias Sapphira and happened, and there's no such things you know in the church.
我们在教会看不到阿拿尼亚跟撒菲拉的这种事。
The work of the Holy Spirit also it's kind of we condemned.
因为我们可以看到神圣灵的作为不是这么明显了。
It seems like the way of we can say way of the Lord, that the commandment of God, it seems like as a reference turned to be.
所以神的诫命好像就是我们可以拿来做参考而已。
We have to ask ourselves how much we know God.
我们要问自己，我们对神到底明白多少？
Maybe we are reaching toward to like a time of Jesus.
或许我们如同耶稣时代的人民一样。
People do not interest about the word of God.
就像他们那些人民对神的话不再有兴趣了。
We have to, I think toward the end, we are coming to the generation like a sleeping generation.
我觉得在末日时代就像一个在沉睡的一个时代。
Now we, if we are be the same like this, that we are follow the same pattern of the during the time of Jeremiah.
要是我们继续跟他们一样的话，就如同耶利米时代的人一样了。
The Jesus mentioned that this is eternal life. They may know the God, the one true God.
耶稣说，永生就是让他们认识神，就是永生的神。
We have to come to the Lord. We can understand God better, and we understand the Lord Jesus better.
我们一定要来到神面前，更明白主耶稣和他的道理。
So we have to avoid the foolish and the senseless people's way of life.
我们要避免如同这些愚昧无知的人一样。
And also the Jeremiah chapter 5 telling us at that times the another problem is a prophets.
在耶利米第五章这里也讲到一个很大的问题，就是这些假先知。
Verse 30 and 31 mentioned that, but 31, let's look at the last as we can finish.
最后一节，三十一节。
The prophet prophesied falsely, and the priest ruled on their own authority, and my people love it so.
在这里说，先知说假预言。祭司借着他们 把持权柄，我的百姓也喜爱这些事。
Mentioned that the priests rule on their own authority.
在这里说，祭司他们借用自己的，他们需要把持权柄。
Suppose the priests rule on the God's authority, right?
祭司应该借着神的权柄来。
But it prophets seeking for the people's power. We can say, yeah.
他们就是在想要得到在人中间人的权柄。
The thing is, his people love it so.
可是，在这里毛病是这些百姓却喜爱这些事。
At that time, even the religious leaders, which is like a prophet, we can say sending by God.
那时候宗教领袖，也就是这些先知是神所差派的。
They do not prophesy the truth.
他们不再讲真理。
So the verse 30, the prophet prophesied falsely.
在这里讲说，先知却说假的预言。
He's seeking the man's way.
他们追求神的人的方法。
So God said, "What will you do at the end of it?"
所以神说，到了结局，你们怎么行
呢？ So we can call the Book of Jeremiah chapter 5 talk about the total corruption.
所以耶利米书第五章，我们可以总论说这是完全腐败。
And toward to because of this one is a toward to the end of the kingdom of Judah at that time.
这个时候也就是犹大国的末期。
We are actually heading toward to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如同我们今日也靠近主耶稣再临的末日。
That we easily get entangled with the world, we can say, yeah.
我们很容易就跟这世界上打击。
We might blurry our eyes, that we losing of our focus, the way of the Lord.
我们眼睛很容易就模糊，陷到这个世界上。
Let us always our heart, our spirit awake in front of God.
让我们的灵魂总是在神面前能够苏醒。
Hopefully, we never turn the life to be foolish and senseless people.
但愿我们每一个人不要做这个愚昧无知的人。
So he mentioned about who is foolish and senseless.
在这里说谁是愚昧无知。
In verse 21 says, "Who have eyes but see not? Who have ears?" But hear not.
这里说你们有眼看不见，有耳朵却听不到的。
Without true prayer,
那就表示他们没有真正祷告。
By helping of the Holy Spirit,
没有借着圣灵祷告。
Let our eyes always open.
让我们的眼睛永远看得见。
Our ears always open to hear the voice of God.
我们耳朵也随时听到神的声音。
So our life is protected by God.
这样我们的生活生命就是受到神的保
守。We can enjoy the fence of God's love.
我们可以享受神给我们这个界限。
So John chapter 15 verse Jesus mentioned that abide in his love.
耶稣讲到在约翰福音说要保守在他的爱中。
His love is a boundary.
他的爱就是一个保护圈。
Jesus mentioned that this is the commandment of God.
耶稣说这就是神的诫命。
So that's the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, mentioned about the Jeremiah, his second messages.
所以耶利米书第五章就是耶利米的第二个信息。
Now let's finish how we can pray together.
我们来祷告来结束。
And we can pray to God to help us our strengthening our faith.
我们祈求神能够加添我们的信心。
And also after a few weeks, right, we can have here evangelical service too.
再过几个星期就是这里的特别宣道节日。
Ask God's blessing also.
我们求神特别祝福。
Let's only pray together.
我们一起祷告。